Lalani Newman apparently fainted and had to be led out of the courtroom as prosecutor Lamont Jacobson painted a dark picture of her conduct the night before her daughter died.
When the defendant went to bed Saturday night, Kara, as the evidence will show, could not talk, could not take fluids, and was in a coma. Kara was left to lay on a couch in a coma overnight and nothing was done.
Call 911.
Judge Vincent Howard called in paramedics to examine Newman after her collapse. When she returned to the courtroom, her attorney Gene Linehan spoke about her emotional distress.
Being charged as she is, probably similar to driving a red-hot poker through a broken heart.
Linehan disputed the prosecution's timeline, saying serious symptoms only occurred 18 hours before Kara died. And he urged the jurors not to be prejudiced by the religious beliefs of Lalani and her husband, Dale.
These people pray a lot. They pray for breakfast, they pray for dinner, they pray for supper, they pray when they go to work, they pray at work.
But Jacobson said prayer was not the issue, and the couple should have known to call an ambulance.
This case is not about her right to pray. This case is about the needless suffering and death of an 11-year-old child.
It's going to be a sad case. There are no winners here. We have a dead child, a mother with a loss of a child. There's no winners. There's only losers.
Dale Newman faces a separate trial in July. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.